This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. This is our spring show, and we know this because the Winter Olympics just wrapped up. 3 weeks of international sportsmanship were on display in Pyeongchang, South Korea. The whole thing did not end in a dazzling display of thermonuclear war, so most agree it was a smashing success. But anyone who spent time watching the Olympics knows that no U.S. Olympic team featured more athletes from our part of the country than our hardscrabble curling team. Yeah. In fact, America's ragtag men's curling team won the gold medal for the first time in our young nation's history. Fantastic. Now, curling is a special sport. It's a little like bowling or shuffleboard mixed with the kind of floor cleaning you do minutes before your mother-in-law arrives. It's on ice, but the ice is pebbled with a special hose. It's one part strategy and one part balance. It's one of the few sports you can do while drinking heavily, and though you probably shouldn't. And that makes curling a lot like life. But what happens to the curling team when the season is over? How do curlers translate their unique skills to a world every bit as hard and cold as the ice they sweep?
Hey, folks. I'm Ed. This is my wife, Harriet. Welcome to our humble abode.
Oh, he should have said former abode.
Good to meet you both. I'm Julie. This is Rick, Ashley, and Scott.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Thanks for coming on such short notice. They're closing on our house sooner than we expected, and we have to get all this stuff out of here this weekend.
No problem, ma'am. Clean Sweep Movers are here to help. Our schedule recently cleared up.
Well, we figured we'd start here in the living room since that's the one we want to unload last.
They don't know?
They don't know.
I'm just going to crouch down here, and the rest of the gang is going to gather around holding these brooms. Do you see it? Do you see it now?
I see we're wasting a lot of time.
We're the United States Mixed Doubles Curling Team. Yeah. Come on!
All of our butts have appeared on national television from unflattering angles.
Especially in high def.
Naked butt?
No. Covered with trousers. Gotta wear the trousers. Point is, we're not just movers. We're movers and sweepers.
I don't get it.
Come on, Julie. Let's just show them.
I think that's best. Can't argue with results. What do you want us to get first?
Well, I was thinking this antique chiffon robe. It's very heavy.
Okay. Well, what do you think, Rick?
That door's a full 3 ticks off center.
Yeah, and if I put a lot of weight on it, you think you guys can sweep it left?
Like here, you want it here?
Yeah, you think you can do it?
Yeah, I need a lot of weight.
Yeah, okay, we're on it.
What are you doing with the broom?
All right, just step back, folks. We got this. Julie, here's a great skip.
Aren't you going to lift the chiffon rope?
Hey, Scott, they want us to lift it.
What do they think we are, weightlifters? That's the Summer Olympics. Let the ice do the work.
What ice?
Here we go. Throw it, Rick. Yep.
Oh, yeah, honey.
Yep. Hard. What was that?
Something went wrong with the stone. It's bad ice.
Oh, here we go. Bad ice, bad stone. This is just like what happened in Sochi.
Hey, we don't talk about Sochi. You know that. It's early. We can make it up.
Make it up? It's obliterated.
It's okay. It's a guard.
It's a guard. What's next?
Our antique silverware. It's been passed down through 5 generations.
Got it. Ashley, you throw this one.
On it.
Pick up a broom, Rick.
Okay. Now, these words concern me. Throw, broom. None of that is necessary. As you can see, the silverware is securely packed in a carry kit.
Let her fly, Ashley! Yep. Hard!
Told you the ice was bad.
That doesn't help.
Hey, team first. This is okay. We're set up for the last rock. What's next?
I'd rather not say.
Come on, we're Olympians.
Well, it's this priceless 17th century Dutch blue ceramic plate.
Hey, nice windmill. Like my favorite chips.
I know, right? Okay, this one is simple. I'll throw. Rick, you call it on the other end.
Yeah.
Watch and learn.
Oh, please, God, that's Nana's plate.
Here she goes. Yup, 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 whoop, 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 yup, 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 yup.
It's out the door and heading for the truck.
Yeah!
That's how it's done, kids!
What? The only thing that survived was this plate.
I know, but the plate landed right on the button. That means we get the point on this end. Do that 10 times and you're on the podium. Let's line up for the second end, boys and girls.
We're gonna need a lot of curl on that flat screen TV.
No!
The Great Northern Radio Players.